Several years ago, my book, Practical Wisdom for Pastors, was completed. After 44 years in the ministry, I wanted to leave something in print for new pastors coming on the scene which might benefit them as they face everyday practical issues. Having also been a church member for almost 60 years, it occurred to me that there's not, to my knowledge, a work in print which addresses a large variety of everyday issues which ordinary church members regularly face. There are many books that deal very adequately with some of these areas. At the end of this work, I've provided a brief list of those resources. It's not an exhaustive bibliography. In fact, there's such a large number of books on the subject that, should I have tried to list them all, you might have found it discouraging to dig through the list. But I believe that you will find the ones included to be helpful. The work you hold in your hand is designed to discuss a number of subjects, but in less detail than some of the books included in the list of resources mentioned earlier. To give them a thorough treatment would have taken the book beyond its purpose. Rather, it is hoped that the work will be suggestive and will provide practical ways in which members can better serve their congregations and, ultimately, be better servants of our Lord. To help facilitate that, these discussions are designed to be interactive. At the end of each article, there are questions to answer and specific suggestions for you to implement, both individually and in a group setting. The Word of God teaches us that our Lord gave His life for His church, that He loves His church, and that He gave gifts to His church to use in His kingdom until He returns to take her to glory. His church here on earth is not perfect, but Christ assures us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Samuel J. Stone captures this theme in his wonderful 1866 hymn, now quoting, "The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with a scornful wonder men see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping. Their cry goes up, how long? And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. The church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there be those that hate her and false sons in her pale, against or foe or traitor she ever shall prevail. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, with mystic sweet communion, with those whose rest is won. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them, the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with Thee." I hope that as you proceed through this work that it may help you in some manner to be a wiser, more faithful, and more joyful member, not only of your own local congregation, but also of that universal body of believers for whom Christ gave His life. Curtis C. Thomas.